South African classic from back in the day. A band called Bright Blue on a bright, sunshiny blue sky, Friday the 2nd of February. Coming to you live from the heart of Ballito. It's Radio Life and Style, your local station. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, you're with me, Mike, in the morning. A show brought to you proudly by Accelerate Security as we accelerate into another exciting local interview. And you heard in the news bulletin just a couple of minutes ago that things are hotting up for a voter registration weekend. It's the last one officially organized by our Independent Electoral Commission of South Africa, the IEC. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, your last chance to physically rock up and get registered, get on the voters' roll if you aren't already. And apparently there's still something like 14 million eligible people who are not yet registered to vote. Why does it matter? Why should you care? Are you feeling the apathy that so many have been complaining about? Well, hopefully we're going to give you a few reasons right now, because in the studio with me, I happen to have a very special guest who has recently made a foray into the world of politics. Eloise Briggeman, well known throughout KZN business circles, born and bred in KZN, and a married mother of two children. She's got a BCom degree from the University of South Africa in her back pocket, but she's the founder and CEO of the Wellness Center Trust. For almost a decade she's been. It's an NPO that assists the homeless and destitute off the streets and into society on a sustainable level. And beyond that, Eloise involved in numerous community projects to uplift, upskill and empower people who are less fortunate. She sits on the board and is active in her family businesses, a group of companies which she started and built with her husband for almost 14 years. And she's community focused and with a serious head on her shoulders, she has decided to expand her field of influence and get politically active, so to speak. What's that all about? Well, Eloise is in the studio with me this morning, and welcome to Radio Life and Style, Eloise Briggeman. How are you on a Friday morning?
Morning, Mike. Thank you so much for having me here.
Great
very
to have
excited.
You. I'm very excited to meet you. I've been doing a bit of homework, and I've seen this, some exciting stuff online, and very interested to understand how you have become so interested in exercising your voice and using your platforms, and now in a sort of political space. Recently jumping on board a ship that might still be news to some folks who are kind of catching up to speed on where things are in the political space. South Africa, we've had a couple of newcomers to the political party picture, and one of them is BOSSA, Build One South Africa. That's Musi Maimane's new venture.
Yes.
And I believe that you are now on board, is that right?
Correct. Yeah, so 16 months ago, Musi Maimane started Build One South Africa, and that really drew my attention, because I love this country. I am so passionate about our future. I believe in South Africa. I love the people, and I am ready to build one South Africa. And as you can imagine, I've been exposed to the business world, the NPO arena, and it just feels that you need to be in that decision-making seat to make good decisions. But yeah, here I am today wanting to encourage every citizen like myself to register to vote, because the power is in our hands for a bright future for South Africa.
Well, this is the big call of the moment. And obviously, as we get closer to election day, we're going to be having conversations on this station, as we have in the past with previous elections, with representatives from right across the political party spectrum. I look forward to those discussions. But for now, as you say, the call is, if you are eligible to vote, if you have not yet gotten on the voters' roll, well, this is your final chance. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, there has been an extension to opening hours at Home Affairs, I believe, extended operating hours for the collection of identity documents ahead of the voter registration weekend. If you've been waiting on that crucial bit of paperwork or documentation or smart card in whatever form you're getting it, this is your chance to grab that and then to make sure that you are signed up and registered, because already we're at impressive numbers as far as the national voters are also surpassing the 27 million mark. But out of 43 million eligible voters, there is still a big gap, a big gulf. And then, of course, getting registered is crucial. But then once you are registered, you might be sitting on the voter's roll having been registered from a while back. But if you don't actually show up on the day, that doesn't do much good either. Am I right?
Correct. So let's just put things in perspective. We've got 62 million people in our country. 40 million people should be voting, or 43 million. Mm. So as you mentioned before, only 26 million registered voters were on the previous election. However, only 12 million actually cast their vote.
Wow.
So people say, oh, my vote doesn't count, says 7 million people. We can completely change this trajectory of our country and our nation if people just go and cast their votes and make wise decisions on who they're voting for.
Well, the thing that seems to be the big enemy of voter turnout is the sense of apathy and a sense of, you know, the argument is every vote counts, and the counter argument is, really, does it? Is it actually going to turn the tide in a meaningful way? But this is a special election coming up, and when you look at particularly the swing provinces, KZN being one of them, yes. Gauteng being another one, where there really does seem like a significant possibility for this election to actually swing the ANC as the incumbent out of power in those key provinces, because in the last general elections it was a very slim margin that kept the governing party controlling those two key regions. And this is going to be a historic election, there's no doubt. The dynamics of it are already setting it up to be an incredibly tight race. There's been such a lot of splintering of political parties, the formation of new ones, jumping ship of key influential individuals. I think now more than ever, the potential for things to really be nudged in a significant direction is there. But it's going to entirely rely on who shows up on voting day and who exercises their democratic right. Hey?
Correct. And statistically, there are still 6 million voters, potential voters, under the age of 30 that still need to register. Now, if you're under the age of 30, you still have an incredible future in this country. But unless you go and register and actually vote for your future, you're going to leave it in the hands, like we've done in the last 30 years, and no one's coming to save you. You need to save yourself and choose your own bright future, and that's by casting your vote.
So, step one, making sure that you are registered and you're on the voters' roll, and this weekend, all of the registration spots are going to be up and running and manned, and it's a pretty quick and painless process. I mean, you have a bit of queuing to get to the front table, and then there you are, you're on the system. If you are on the system, it's to make sure that you now start doing a bit of homework on what the options are, who the players are on the political party playing field, and make a call, and then show up on voting day to cast your vote, and to say that you were part of this historic upcoming election that potentially tips the tables of power and sees a real sea change in the political landscape of South Africa and of this province, KZN, and of course of this microcosm of the country right here on the Dolphin Coast. Would you say that you have anything to add to that, Eloise?
Yes. So if you are not able to go into a walk-in, a VD, you are able to register online. So BOSA, you can actually go to the BOSA website, www.bosa.co.za, and you can actually register online. That also will come to a close, because as soon as the president announces the official date for voting, that will close. So I wouldn't leave it too long. Okay. I would say let's make this weekend where everyone registers. You can also have a look at least to see if you are, if you've registered years ago and you're not sure that you are still on the voter's roll, please do go and have a look. Because if you're not on that piece of paper, you are not able to vote on the day, and that would be a tragedy.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so please go ahead, go and check that your details are on the voter's roll. Otherwise, go online and register.
You go, and if you're looking for your nearest physical spot, your registration location based on where you reside, the IEC web portal should be able to point you in the direction to make sure that you can get out there, get registered, and of course that you can check your registration status as well, making sure that by the end of this weekend you're well on your way towards being able to exercise your democratic right in the national elections just around the corner. And my special guest, Eloise Brigham, we are definitely going to be having future discussions, I can see,
awesome.
As we get closer to D-Day and beyond. And definitely a political party that is going to be watched with anticipation, BOSA, BOSA, Build One South Africa, and Eloise Brigham as a candidate, and interesting to hear where you're aiming your spotlight, Eloise. What is your hope ultimately with your position within the BOSA movement?
Well, working in the NPO arena for so many years, I would like to become the social development MEC. I can honestly feel I have solutions to bring to the table to uplift poorer communities and to create job opportunities. And with regards to jobs for in every home, BOSA's manifesto, 2 million jobs in the next 5 years.
Wow, it's an impressive undertaking. It's something that, as I say, is going to be definitely in the spotlight with future discussions, and looking forward to having another chat right here on Radio Life and Style in the not too distant future. What do you say?
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. Looking forward to it.
You heard it on your local station, coming to you live from the heart of Balito and bringing you back to the music. With a little Kylie Minogue giving you a padam, padam. Friday the 2nd of February, nearly 8:30. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked on 88 FM.